WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
New York and Boston have been rival cities in sports and the arts for as long as anyone can remember. It's hard to find anything in which they share a spirit of mutual admiration and collaboration. But there is something, Scott Wheeler's opera, The Construction of Boston, which is now on CD. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz, a transplanted New Yorker who lives in Boston, has a review.
In 1962, the New York poet Kenneth Koch wrote a hymn to Boston in a poetic theater piece called The Construction of Boston, in which three of his avant-garde artist friends, Robert Rauschenberg, Nicky de Saint-Phalle, and Jean Tingley, became godlike figures who build the city of Boston. The legendary choreographer Merce Cunningham directed the first and only performance, and the three artists actually played themselves. 17 years later, Boston composer Scott Wheeler wrote a one-act opera based on Koch's fanciful play.
Most operas have a theme of love or vengeance, but my theme is... My theme is the construction of a city, the earth's best city, perhaps, at least the coldest and the darkest at some moments of the year, which is, you've guessed it from my title, Boston.
I first encountered The Construction of Boston in a converted firehouse in Charlestown, Massachusetts, where 11 singers were accompanied by an orchestra of two. I was captivated, but I had to wait years to experience the full conception. In 2002, the century-old choral society Boston Cecilia, under its current music director Donald Teeters, gave what I thought was close to an ideal realization. That live performance has now been released on CD, and I've been enjoying it as much as I enjoyed the concert itself. Wheeler, a student of the late Virgil Thompson, has composed an eclectic, colorful, and tuneful score, filled with waltzes, marches, chants, Handelian counterpoint, and barbershop quartets, the perfect embodiment of Koch's playful rhymes and loving tributes to Boston and to his friends. All the more touching now that the poet and all three artists are no longer living. In the opera, Rauschenberg, whose famous combines incorporated found objects on the canvas surface, is the figure who brings to the city a multi-ethnic variety of people and complicated weather.
Rauschenberg realizes that the people have no way to get out of the weather or back into it. So Jean Tingley, whose kinetic art, complex mechanical objects that sometimes notoriously self-destructed, becomes the bringer of buildings. Not every part of Boston welcomes these changes. Back Bay, for example, doesn't like being filled in and weighed down by heavy buildings. But the chorus tells Back Bay not to complain. It's wonderful to be a part of an existent urban heart. But there's still something missing. Beauty. That's where Nikki de Saint-Phal comes in. In the early 60s, she had just made a splash with her shooting paintings, in which she covered cans of paint with plaster and shot them with pistols, splashing the paint onto various surfaces. And so de Saint-Phal becomes the bringer of beauty and color to Boston. There is universal celebration, and finally, the citizens of Boston are sung to sleep. The construction of Boston is a generous tribute to the Athens of America from the Big Apple. But in its rich frame of musical references, in its jokes, and in its tenderness, it's really about the vitality of the urban heart, what makes all cities such a life force. I think anyone who loves cities will be charmed by this inventive and moving work.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. He reviewed Scott Wheeler's The Construction of Boston on the Naxos label.